There's new research. I've got new research to share with you today, so let's get right into it. Today we're talking about spanking. There are new rules for spanking. A new study tells us that spanking might not be as effective as was once believed, and that's what we're talking about today at queenbeeing.com. Plus, we're going to talk about what this means to you if you were spanked as a child, and what it might mean for your children in the future. So, let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. Okay, so let me ask you a question and tell me this in the comments right now. Were you spanked as a child and do you spank your children? Let me know. I did a poll in Span and the results were pretty interesting. Take a look.
So the poll I posted in Span said, did your parents spank you? And if you have kids, do you spank them? 79 people said they were spanked, but they don't spank. 45 people said they were spanked and they don't have kids. 41 people said their parents spanked them and they spanked their kids. 16 said, my parents didn't spank me and I don't spank my kids. 12 people said other, I'll leave a comment. 5 people said they were not spanked and they don't have kids. And 2 people said their parents didn't spank them, but they did spank their kids. Recently, Washington Redskins running back Adrian Peterson was in the news due to a potential legal problem he might be having after he recently admitted that he still uses corporal punishment on his son. In fact, he admitted this during an interview with the Bleacher Report. He said, I had to discipline my son and spank him the other day with a belt. This revelation was just one sentence in a rather lengthy profile of this man that was released right before Thanksgiving. This happened 4 years after Peterson, who was then with the Vikings, made national headlines being charged with felony child abuse. He was suspended for 15 games by the NFL at that time in a case for his 4-year-old son. Now that he's admitted to continuing this practice, Peterson is under scrutiny. Of course, Peterson believes he's a good father. His agent issued a statement to that effect. Now, the NFL's 2015 ruling on Peterson's case specifically stated that any further violation of the personal conduct policy by Peterson would result in additional discipline, which could include suspension without pay or banishment from the NFL. Now, his initial charge of felony child abuse has been reduced to misdemeanor reckless assault back in 2014. He was suspended from the NFL at that time, but his recent admission might draw attention from legal authorities, from what people are saying. Back in 2014, Peterson had spanked his son with a switch, sort of like the flexible sticks that you can pull off of a tree. At that time, his son had cuts and bruises on his legs, his back, his butt, his ankles, and other places, reportedly. This discipline apparently took place in Texas, but Peterson took his son to a Minnesota doctor who, of course, reported this to local authorities, and the case would end up back in Texas. And as recently reported by CBS This Morning, a California state assemblyman was actually arrested after his daughter reported to her teacher that he had spanked her. So this brings up the spanking debate on such a huge level. These recent stories combined with the facts got me thinking. And even though this isn't directly connected to narcissistic abuse, many narcissists do physically abuse people in their lives. And I thought this would be an interesting and hopefully healthy, friendly debate that we could have together as a community. What is the deal with spanking? How do you feel about it? Well, before you decide, let me show you this.
So given that, this is what I found incredible about the study. Take a look.
Many adults recall actually being spanked as kids. Not all of us, but many of us.
In 2017, UNICEF reported that most kids had been spanked. In fact, according to UNICEF, it was 300 million kids who had been spanked. Spanking was defined as open-handed hitting that doesn't cause an actual injury, no bruising or marks, and is typically done, obviously, to modify the child's behavior. That's the intention. It's not done to hurt the child. Many of us might be able to say that that wasn't exactly how it went down when we grew up, but in general, spanking was considered a major form of punishment for all parents in most Western countries for many years, decades, maybe even centuries. And the idea was that it wasn't harmful to children. In fact, it was based on oftentimes biblical stuff, and they thought that it would actually help change a child's bad behaviors. Of course, over the past 20 years or so, those ideas have changed drastically. 1998 was the first time the American Academy of Pediatrics ever said, maybe you shouldn't spank your kids so much. Now, in 2018, that's all changed. Now they're saying, don't spank your children. So let's talk about why that is. Take a look.
Before the 90s, physical punishment was just kind of what people did. It was corporal punishment for disciplining children. It was not considered physical abuse. Now, that was around the time that research suggesting that physical punishment did have negative consequences for both their behavior and their emotional health. This research kind of built up over the years. Now, the recently collected research really overwhelmingly says, no, don't spank your kids. And that's exactly why the AAP made this change in policy. There are two big reasons that the policy changes have happened. And the first one is simply that spanking doesn't work. It's not going to stop a child from doing what they want to do. They're just going to get sneakier, basically. Maybe spanking will temporarily cause a behavior modification, but it's not any more effective than any other nonviolent method of punishment. But spanking is associated with less compliance than other forms. So what a researcher named Gershoff found in 2013 was that spanking is actually not as effective or is less effective than other forms of punishment. Now, why doesn't it work? Well, because number one, it causes physical pain, which makes kids afraid and confused. So that could be part of why it's interfering, according to Gershoff, with their ability to learn anything here. Another thing is that spanking kids for the purpose of getting them to stop being aggressive to other kids, like stop hitting them or bullying them or whatever. Obviously, that's not very effective. In many cases, it actually backfires and causes the kids to become more angry and do more bullying and disrespecting and everything else, especially outside the home. And this kind of behavior will go on with them throughout their lifetime. Of course, the other important finding that led to this new policy was that spanking has been linked repeatedly to different increases in negative behavior, like physical aggression, like physical and emotional bullying and all of this other stuff. Bullying in general. So in a big analysis where they took 14 different studies on the effects of spanking, there was a consistent relationship found between spanking and aggressive behavior. Now, some people will say, well, spanking doesn't lead to aggression. It's just that more aggressive kids are likely to be spanked. But that's been disputed because another study of over 12,000 children from across the country found that children who were spanked at age 5 were far more likely to act very aggressively for the following 2 years. So the study basically suggests that spanking is what causes the aggressive behavior in many children, or at least that it always starts before the aggressive behavior starts. So why does spanking lead to more aggressive behavior? I mean, I think it's obvious, but basically kids learn that hitting is an acceptable way to deal with problems or deal with something that has gone wrong. That plus 50 years of research tells us that watching other people act aggressively will cause children to act more aggressively. This bit of information comes from a Bandura, Ross, and Ross study from 1963. Spanking has been linked to more mental health problems, lower self-esteem, more negative relationships between children and their parents, more cognitive difficulties, and a number of other issues in children and as they become adults. Now, when the spanking is real serious, as in harsh corporal punishment, this has been associated with serious brain development issues, according to a 2009 study. Here's something that's important for us survivors to hear. Yelling, verbal abuse, shaming, these types of abuses have been associated with similar outcomes. We've talked about this before, our brain on narcissistic abuse. Not only is the AAP making this change, but people from around the world are changing their opinions. About a week ago, the French Parliament voted in a bill that bans spanking or smacking. And recent research says that policy changes that ban spanking and corporal punishment were associated with positive changes in kids' behavior. For example, one study that documented kids' behavior in 88 different countries after corporal punishment was actually banned, the researchers said they found that these bans were associated with less frequent physical fighting in both adolescents, girls, and boys. Some countries banned corporal punishment in school, but not in the home. Now, those countries did show lessening of physical fighting in children, but only in the girls, not in the boys. While this research suggests that spanking is not an appropriate way to discipline your child, obviously this is not the only option that you have. There are alternative methods, such as rewarding positive behavior or removing rewards as a form of punishment. That works really well for me with my kids. You know, if you don't do your chores, you don't get your phone, whatever. Or if you're mean to your brother or sister, then you don't get your phone or your electronics. Okay, my kids are 11 and 15 right now, so pretty much taking away electronics is the main form of punishment. But in general, I don't really feel the need to spank my kids because I speak to them and explain things to them in a rational manner and they don't excessively misbehave. Since I do my best to be fair on every topic I cover, I want to say this. Research from Stetson University published this month from Dr. Chris Ferguson, who is a clinical psychologist at the university, suggests that maybe spanking isn't as bad as these other projects have shown, specifically focusing on the studies that claimed that the spanking of the children would be a predictor for their becoming violent in the future. He said that research isn't accurate, it's just lacking. He said if you control for other variables, such as whether or not the kids had pre-existing behavior problems or whether their family environments had problems of neglect or abuse, he said there isn't any predictive value left over for spanking. He said for the most part, spanking children wasn't a big deal in determining whether or not they will be violent or damaged from it in the future. He said there's really no effect that parents would have to be worried about for the most part. He also researched multiple studies done on the effects of spanking children, according to Florida Daily, and he said he found several problems with them. The biggest one being the lack of control for factors other than spanking that would be even more predictive of a violent future. He said other types of factors might include things like whether or not the child had behavior problems long before the first spanking or not, and whether or not the parents were abusing the child going beyond the spanking. Research, he says, indicates that spanking is more effective for younger children than older children. And then he adds in, you know, part of it is genetics. Certain pre-existing genetics coupled with a harsh environment are going to lead to more emotional issues and things like this. He said really what that means is that kids who are emotionally neglected, physically neglected, emotionally abused, kids who are not loved by their parents, these kids may also develop the same issues that we're discussing today, whether we're talking about bullying or depression, anxiety, etc., narcissistic abuse syndrome, CPTSD. The study hasn't been very well received in the psychology community. Ferguson also pointed out that he's not really an advocate for spanking children, but he felt like the numbers were too narrow for the researchers to say that it's a direct correlation. When the newspaper asked him what kind of spanking was okay, he said, it's a nuance thing. It's probably okay under certain context and conditions, and maybe not such a good idea under others. So use your best judgment is what it comes down to. Every child and every parent is different. The ultimate goal of disciplining any child is to teach them. So if we're teaching them what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, and we do so in a way that they understand and that works for them, in my personal opinion, it's the best possible option. There are no studies that show that physical punishment is associated with anything positive. Of course, people are always saying, well, I was spanked and I'm just fine, or every kid is different and their kid needs to be spanked. Well, maybe that's true. And maybe many kids who were spanked are just fine today. And some kids, maybe they're more likely to be okay than others. It also matters how other dynamics in the household are. If you're in a toxic home and you're being spanked, that could certainly increase the level of effect that the spanking has on. Ultimately, we now have evidence that says spanking doesn't work. It doesn't work to change kids' bad behavior, and it will cause long-term damage to your child's well-being. One final thought I want to point out to you, whether you are a parent of children today or you're a parent of children who are already adults, should you beat yourself up if you did spank your children? I don't think so. Because when you're thinking about it, you have to remember that, you know, as late as the 1990s, spanking was still kind of a well-accepted method most parents would use to discipline their kids. Current research, what I'm telling you about now, they didn't know that stuff. And we can't be angry at anyone for what they didn't know when they didn't know it. Ultimately, if you did spank your children, forgive yourself and move on. And if you're spanking your children now, and you're doing so in a way that feels healthy to you, then I'm not going to judge anybody here. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you spank your kids? Have you spanked your kids? Will you stop spanking them if you're spanking them now? Do you think this study's a bunch of crap? Were you spanked as a child? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I want to take a quick minute to just give a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. You guys rock. Thank you so much for being your awesome selves and for all of your support helping me to help our fellow survivors discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means more to me than I can say. Thank you again so much. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pierlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again.
All right. That's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you over there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.